Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Homeowners will occasionally experience some annoying tiny flies around the house, and most people think there are fruit flies. Nebraska Extension urban entomologist Jody Green says fruit flies are common, but there are other tiny flies that might be the problem.
So we can encounter small filth flies anytime. They are usually found in the homes bothering people, and so that's why it's usually, they're the size of a fruit fly, because most people will identify with those because we see them all the time inside. However, there are many different small flies that are there, and it's important to identify them because they all have a distinct biology and behavior of where they're going to be. And when it comes to flies, being able to manage and eliminate them really relies on breaking that life cycle and finding the food source or where they're, you know, they actually breed and feed in the same material. So locating that food source and breeding source and eliminating is going to, you know, stop the population. Just getting rid of the adults, the ones with wings flying around your face or your food or your sink, is not going to help. It's going to continue. So, you know, we think about fruit flies. These ones usually are going to be found near fruit, but it could be fruit, vegetable, trash, any kind of decaying organic matter fermenting somewhere. It's going to attract them. So, you know, people will try to put out a fruit fly trap, and they'll use apple cider vinegar, and that's actually very good. However, if the fly is not attracted to those traps and they're not getting caught anywhere there's fruit or fermenting, you know, garbage or anything, it could be a different fly. That's one of the indications that you're not dealing with a fruit fly, because they're not attracted to that typical food source. So we can identify them if you get a sample and look at the fly. Sometimes you can tell by the shape. And other times, you know, if you can get it magnified or put it under a lens or microscope, you can look at the patterns on the wings, and that's how entomologists can identify them. But you can also narrow it down based on where you're seeing them the most. But as adults, you know, they have wings and they can fly around, so they may be away from their food source, and so that's why it takes a little bit of problem solving. So fruit flies usually have red eyes, and they've got like these stripes on their abdomen, and they're attracted to the fermenting fruit. There are other things called forid flies, and I think of forid means horrid, so they actually like garbage and sludge and sewage. They kind of look hunched back when you look at them, and they seem to skip sometimes. They kind of like run and skip. But you will want to definitely do an inspection and increase sanitation, I guess, to find that. But if you look at their wings, there's no cross veins, so they're all kind of the same direction. So that's what entomologists will look for. But usually it's that hunched back appearance or profile. Another fly that we see a lot in like bathrooms and gym showers, and it's kind of associated with that like mop smell. So that's called a drain fly, because they not necessarily live in drains, but it's going to be like sewage and like septic tanks and something that's had water there, dirty water, for a long time. And they actually are also called moth flies because they look like moths. Their posture looks like a moth. They're very furry. I think the most important fly, though, throughout the winter is going to be the fungus gnat. And these are commonly confused with fruit flies. But it's from bringing plants in from over the winter, or having potted plants and them being overwatered. So it's not going to be the fruit. It's going to be looking at the plants, looking, drying out the plant and the soil, because they are actually breeding and feeding in that moist organic soil.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.